Wouldn't you know it, it's a bummer. Lucasfilm looking even glummer.
Is that even a word?
Well, they are. And all because they've lost yet another star. Sean Levy, the director of Starfighter and also Deadpool and Wolverine. Well, he's pulling up. He's out. He's gone. Turns out he's a one and done when it comes to the latest Lucasfilm Star Wars movie. Not franchisable. At least not yet. Folks, we have a date with the truth and with destiny, and we are going there indeed right now, bringing you what you need to know, explaining Holly Weird, and keeping you ahead of the culture curve. A PhD level understanding into everything Lucasfilm, no tuition required. You are on scholarship just by being here. Folks, as we dive into the latest news, click that like button, and let's peruse the latest info from a galaxy far, far, far away. That's right, folks. You're seeing this correctly. Sean is gone. Sean Levy appears to be moving on from Lucasfilm after Star Wars Starfighter, This on That Park Place, written by Trevor Dinning. And wouldn't you know it, this guy has headed on out of Lucasfilm. It says, now that Star Wars Starfighter is deep into post-production, director Sean Levy appears to be moving on from Lucasfilm. Variety reports that Levy has lined up his next project at Netflix somewhere out there. I thought that was a song from Fievel. An original science fiction film based on a spec script by Max Taxe? Who knows? The film is reportedly an emotional story about a grieving father who receives messages from the stars. It says, Levy's quick pivot away from Star Wars, however, may signal a broader shift under Lucasfilm's new leadership when it comes to managing fan expectations around future projects. Former Lucasfilm President Kathleen Kennedy brought in Sean Levy on to direct Starfighter. In interviews, Levy said Kennedy encouraged him to avoid familiar legacy Star Wars characters. Every time I've asked, should I use this character that was maybe in that movie? Every time it's, you know what? Maybe people have seen that. Do something new. Because they don't want Luke. I mean, right? They don't want Luke. They don't want Han. I could go on. But here's the deal. Guys, this may seem like little and a lot to do about nada, but I think it's different than that. I think that I wonder, you know, Sean Levy is coming off of, I believe, he's the guy behind, what did Sean do last? What was the, Deadpool. Yeah. So he's very hot right now, and he's inside the Disney tent. He's got Ryan Gosling to boot on this, and it kind of feels like Lucasfilm is not locking down more efforts into that already, and this might just be a total one-off. Lauren, I want to go to you. I don't know that that's bad. I don't know that it's good, but it's interesting to me that we're hearing that they're going to stick with Favreau. Sean Levy, though, getting out and moving on to other projects. What do you think about that?
I don't see it as surprising right now. I am curious, because the movie is in post-production, I would expect him to be involved with that. My take on this has always been Starfighter was left on the schedule because they wanted to see, can we play in this time period if we don't connect it to anything? Is it the era that people are objecting to, or is it what we did? Spoiler, it's what they did. But if the movie did come out and prove to be successful, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they called him up and said, hey, would you like to do another? But right now, he's going to want to keep working, so I'm not surprised that they say that, yeah, it's not like he's a Lucasfilm employee, you know? He was just doing this one-off movie, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, what do you think about the tagline they've been using with the change forever or the future of the Force is at stake? Is this a bigger, broader film, or is this a single story that's kind of cordoned off away from everything else? And also, when you weigh in on that, Lauren, could you explain where this happens? Is this post-sequel trilogy, and will it be part of that Disney Star Wars that people don't seem to like?
It is post-sequel trilogy, but the way that they have described it is that it's not really touching anything else that has gone before. They really haven't given us a lot in the way of plot details. My personal opinion is that they're sticking it in a far-off part of the galaxy somewhere that is probably little known or seen. It's going to be original characters, probably a smaller story, I would guess, not something that is the fate of the entire universe is at stake. But using that kind of language, it will forever alter the Force. That's marketing speak. You always have something like that. You don't want to say, yeah, this is going to be a small, boring movie that doesn't really have any impact.
unless it's The Mandalorian. That seems to be the marketing approach for The Mandalorian. Is like, it's really, you know, we don't know what happens here.
Right. It reminds me of the power hierarchy in the DC universe is about to change, which was the big marketing push that The Rock did for Black Adam. And I'm going to say that power hierarchy seemed to be pretty much the same after that film.
Christian, I want to ask you, this would not normally be newsworthy, but the reason I think it rises to this level is people don't know what's next for Star Wars anymore. That's the last thing we know of. Ahsoka has been delayed. They're saying that the Ahsoka Mando movie that was supposed to be is canceled now. There's really nothing. So when it turns out that he may be walking away and this was truly a one-off, it's not a franchisable film, people are saying, okay, what is it you're going to do with this franchise? And I don't think anybody has a clue right now.
I worry they don't have a clue behind the scenes. That's the biggest problem. We saw the sequel trilogy, which is sort of hopscotch from one film to next without rhyme or reason. Yeah, listen, it's hard not to remember all the different filmmakers who are attached to future Star Wars movies, like the Game of Thrones duo and Rian Johnson and some other projects that kind of came and then they went. So when you hear about this, your ears perk up. Levy is on a hot streak right now. He is in demand. Selfishly, it's the smartest move he can make to kind of get out of Dodge and do his own stuff in different projects and different platforms. Listen, I like the fact that there's a mystery behind this project. I'm A-okay with that. But the two basic questions are, what does it even mean to be a Star Wars movie today? What does that entail?
That's a great question.
And also, what's the purpose of this movie? If it's a one-off, why are they doing a one-off? Does it show a lack of confidence? Are they still kind of fumbling around in the dark trying to figure out where this whole franchise goes? I just don't know who's in charge, what's going on, what the plan is. And I think by projecting that confusion, it doesn't really help the fans, the fan base, or just set any sort of confidence that they're steering the ship in the right direction again. I have no idea.
Lauren, I saw you ready to hop in on that. You have a thought about why they're doing Starfighter the way they are. What is it?
Well, it's actually a thought about why they're doing The Mandalorian and Grogu the way they are. I think that they started to panic about the idea that we're going to lead into this crossover film that involves Grand Admiral Thrawn and Ahsoka and all of these characters that the diehard fans don't know, or rather that the diehard fans do know and the casual audience doesn't know. And if that's going to be the big event movie that they're trying to push, they've got to clue in those people who don't watch The Mandalorian, who don't watch Ahsoka, and who have never read the novels. And so I think they intended Mandalorian and Grogu to be low stakes, but also a primer, so that if they do that big crossover, now at least you've been given some context. But my suspicion is they've seen what the reaction to all of their marketing has been. They've seen that they're not getting the ticket sales. I think they've already made the decision that it's not going to work. We can't make this work, and so we're not even going to try.
It's interesting to see how this is playing out. Favreau, though, does seem to be the guy they're going to keep around. That was the thing that Favreau said. I'm meeting with Filoni, and we found out that was the week after the exec stopped by Lucasfilm. And so it seems like somebody at Disney has said Favreau's going to help shepherd this. I don't know that they trust Filoni to be that guy, even if he's in the role where he should be. Final thoughts, guys, on the idea that Favreau goes forward. And I love Favreau. We've talked about this before. He is a phenomenal talent for Disney, and also he's largely the guy. I mean, Kevin Feige gets so much credit, but without Favreau, there is no MCU. There's just none.
Can I get some clarification on that? Because Please. We knew that he was going to be meeting with Filoni to find out what was going forward. Have you gotten additional indications that they have locked him down?
No, I don't have any. I don't have any indication that he signed a new contract. But we do believe that his prior contract ends with the Mandalorian Grogu. That was the season 4 was what his contract went through, allegedly. That has been converted into the film. The reason I have a somewhat of an assumption there that he's going to be staying with them is because if Filoni met with the executives from Disney, all the top brass, flown into San Fran the week before, and I think that's what happened, if Favreau then comes in to meet with Filoni and separates away from the press tour to do that, which is what Favreau said happened, one would presume that Filoni is delivering to him, here's what the Disney execs want, here's the roadmap, let's talk about how we get there. You wouldn't think that he would call him in off the press tour to say, hey, buddy, just letting you know, it's still a no-go, your contract's over and we're out. Like that would be, I can do that in a phone call and text. So that's that's why I think him leaving the press tour to go to Lucasfilm for that conversation is significant.
Why does Favreau even want to be a part of this? I mean, what's
I've wondered since the second season. I've wondered. It seems like he's been hijacked the whole way.
I've actually got a thought on that, and is that I think Favreau is the closest director to Lucas that I can imagine when it comes to he likes playing with technology. And I think that that gives him an in there that he doesn't have somewhere else. I think he likes playing with and developing new technology for making cinema. And yep. And if he can ingratiate himself even more into the ILM machine, which honestly, I think they've got a lot more competition now than what they used to do. I think ILM is actually in some danger if Star Wars goes down, because you don't need them necessarily to do your VFX work anymore as a contracted studio the way maybe in the past you did. So they need somebody with that kind of imagination to be developing new technologies that can produce better results cheaper than what other people are doing possibly with AI.
That's a really smart comment. I just had an interview with Favreau a few weeks ago, and he really was dialing down into technology, the new shooting techniques, the tools in his toolkit. And he sounded like a kid at Christmas. So that may be it, that maybe he did the Jungle Book. I think that was one of the things he did. But he may be just enamored with what's possible, which is great. But, you know, you'd like a storyteller to care more about script and characters and arcs and things like that. A little bit like James Cameron is so enamored with technology that his films have terrible scripts and the stories are kind of clunky. You know, it's a sad devolution.
Star Wars is going to have to decide in the next couple of years, and maybe right now, which way do they go? And I think Starfighter represents a completely different approach. We'll see how it does at the box office. Mm. One thing seems for sure, though, Favreau is the man they're going to go with. And Filoni, what we need to see is, will he hold him back in the way that Kathleen Kennedy allegedly tried to hijack things like The Mandalorian?
You know, we really hope that you felt this video was satisfactual. We know we had an actual good time participating and communicating with each and every one of you out there listening. It is a great honor, it is a great pleasure, even a responsibility to do this on a daily basis. You give us the dream job we love doing, and for that we can never say thank you enough. There's only one small favor we ask beyond what has already been done, and that is, folks, consider it. That is clicking the like button. Share, subscribe, click it, stick it to those pesky algorithms. It's the notification bell. And drop a comment right on down below. Let us know your thoughts, because your thoughts do indeed matter, no matter what the mainstream media would otherwise say. Folks, as we say every single time we end these videos, because we mean it, keep learning, keep growing, and keep having fun.